It's your host, Caitlin Trader, and I'm here with the owner of Busted Oak Wineries in Round Top, Texas, Ms. Sherry Cook.
Hi, this is Sherry.
Okay, so one of my biggest questions is, how did this start? Like, have you always wanted to do this? Have you had interest in it? Did you have any family members that did this? How did this start?
Well, actually, I never ever considered anything like this. My husband and I have been married for 36 years, and he's in oil and gas, so we have literally lived all over the world. And in 2003, after being overseas for 8 years, we came to Katy, Texas, and Patrick really wanted to buy some land, and we purchased the land that the winery is on now. So we have 60 acres here, and it's always just been our weekend home. So we had a cabin for the adults, we had a cabin for the kids, and then over the years we've added extensions and things. And anyway, we planted a vineyard in 2013, and
it just kind of evolved from there. Okay, so did you have any prior, like, business experience? Like, did you know at least where to start with owning a business and everything?
Well, I've owned several businesses. I graduated from A&M in 85 with two business degrees, management and business analysis.
Okay.
And I had a dance business for 10 years. I taught, like, I don't know, 2 to 18-year-olds tap, ballet, jazz, gymnastics. I did that also in Cairo as well when we lived in Cairo. And then when we came back from overseas, I opened a non-medical caregiving business with a friend of mine, and I did that for 10 years. So, you know, there's some things that are important in all businesses, like communication, friendliness, you know.
Yeah, so you kind of always have, like, the interest in, you know, business management.
Yeah.
Just never, like, any specific, like, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life, kind of. So it was still kind of a sporadic choice, in a sense.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay, you make your wine. Where does it come from? How do you get it? Is it in-house? You know, how does that work?
So on property, we have 2 acres of Blanc de Bois. That's a kind of grape.
Okay.
It's like a Sauvignon Blanc. And out of that, we make 4 wines. And then I buy, really, in this area of Texas, you can really only grow Blanc and Lenoir. But I don't have Lenoir. It's a red grape.
Okay.
And so we buy grapes from around Texas, and we ship the grapes to Nacogdoches, and we work with a custom crush winemaker there named Michael McClendon. He's really up and coming. And it's a really interesting relationship because I have ideas of what I want the wine to taste like. And of course, he's making the wine. And so, you know, he has ideas of things he likes. I have ideas of things I like. And so it's just kind of it's a partnership. You really are just constantly working, making adjustments on both sides.
Yeah. Okay, so whenever you get this wine back, how can you tell that it's, like, of good quality? How are you, like, okay, he knows what he's doing, like, he listens to us as, you know, customers towards him. How do you know that what you're getting is good quality?
So we bring the grapes to Michael. Michael makes the wine. You know, we tell him what we have envisioned for these grapes and what we want to do with it. And then there'll come a time when the wine is ready. You know, white is always ready sooner than red. You know, usually you oak red or put it in whiskey barrels or blend it or something. But, you know.
Right.
And so then we go to Nacogdoches and we taste the wine and then we decide, okay, yes, we really like this. We're going to bottle this. Or, no, I think it needs a little bit more time. Let's oak it a little bit longer. So it's really... For me, so far, it's personal preference. I don't have any training. I just know whether I like the wine or not.
Yeah. And so, I guess you can kind of assume that you have, like, the knowledge. I mean, you know what you want in your winery. And, like, that's kind of enough to go off of.
Well, I don't know if it's enough, but it's all I've got right now.
I mean, y'all are successful, so it's got to be something. When did y'all start y'all's winery?
So we opened February 14th, 2020, just in time for COVID.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, we were open 5 weekends, and then we got shut down for COVID. And then in May sometime, we got to open up again, and then we got to open for like 4 or 5 weekends, and then the governor shut us down again. And finally, in September 2020, we got to open again. And we've been open mostly since then, you know.
That's crazy. It says a lot about y'all as a company to, you know, open and face those kinds of challenges right off the bat and then still be able to come back and, you know, be so successful.
Well, thank you. I mean, we'll never forget it.
Right, for sure. I mean, it's a good and a bad memory, you know? Okay, so y'all's location. When you lived in Katy, did y'all just, like, were y'all just looking around for some land and, like, Round Talk came up? Like, how did y'all come across y'all's land in particular?
It wasn't me. It was my husband.
It was your husband.
Mm-hmm. He, every weekend, we'd go out and, you know, he wanted it to be about an hour and a half away so that we could go on the weekends. And so he just kind of drove all different directions and would look at property. And he came home one weekend and said, I bought property in Round Talk.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. So for our listeners who aren't really sure where Round Talk is and, like, you know, kind of the importance of it, can you give them a rundown on it?
So we're halfway between Austin and Houston, just south of 290. My winery is actually 1 mile south of 290. But if you keep going down that road, 5 more miles is Round Top. And Round Top is a very small town. It's the smallest town in Texas. I think the population is 77.
And wow.
Now, on the weekends, there's more people because this is kind of a place people come. And so on the weekends, it's really big. And then twice a year, they have an antique show that lasts about 3 weeks. And people from all over the United States and really all over the world come to either take part in this or to shop. And you probably, if you ever, Joanna Gaines, I know she comes here. Some of the other HGTV people, they come here and get things for their show.
That's cool. I did not know that. That's neat. I might have to come just to see if I can find her. I love her. That's cool. Okay, so I know you have a lot of college employees.
I do.
How does that work? Like, is it easy to work with their schedules? Like, how do you say, like, do you ensure that, like, you know, school is their priority as a boss?
Well, education's really important to us. In fact, we give scholarships to all of our kids. I mean, there are requirements. They have to keep a GPA and that kind of thing.
That's awesome.
What we do is about, you know, like the 20th of this month, we'll send out an email to everybody and say, hey, we're working on the schedule for May. Can you give us your availability? And then we just try to work around them. And so it seems to work for us. You know, and then if I get in a bind, I can always send out an email and say, hey, we need 2 more people for this day, if anybody can work. It always seems to work out, so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure, like, with the given, like, flexibility and understanding that y'all already have, it's, like, it kind of gives them more, like, want to help out whenever they can, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, April 20th, you don't know what you're doing May 20th, right? Things change.
Right.
And so, and that also is part of it, too, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think that's really awesome, just alone that you know, allow these college kids who, you know, just need a little extra money here and there, you know, I think it's awesome that you are willing to include them in your employees.
Well, we're really lucky to have them.
They are some great people. I love my Bailey and Devin. They're great. So what are your top 3 favorite ones that you have?
So my top 3 would be Renegade Red, which is a dry red blend aged in bourbon.
Okay.
It won a silver at the Houston Rodeo this year, and
it's
at the Lone Star International Wine Competition. I really like that one.
That's exciting.
I know. We have one called Vintage Lace, which the grapes are from our vineyard, so it's a Blanc de Bois that we added 2% sugar. So it's an off-dry white. And a Blanc de Bois is going to be like a Sauvignon Blanc, so it's going to be light and crisp and fruity. And I really like that one because it's not too dry and it's not too sweet.
Yeah, that sounds right up my alley. I'll have to try that one.
And then the other one that I really like is called Starry Nights, and it's a Pinot Grigio Muscat Blanc blend. So it's a dry white, but because of the muscat grapes that are blended in there, it's got like a hint of sweetness. So, but okay. there's no added sugar. So I really like that one as well.
Yeah, cool. Okay, so for each of those, could you give me the best pairing for each of them?
So Renegade Red would go with really any meat. So if you're having a hamburger or Mexican food or a steak, that would go really nicely.
Pretty versatile.
Yep. The Starry Nights would go really, really well with fish. You know, so if you were having dinner with fish or chicken, it would pair really well. Vintage Lace, I think it would depend on, to me, Vintage Lace is what I drink. It's my go-to. So if I get off work and I'm having a glass of wine, I have Vintage Lace, you know.
So it's got
a hint of sweetness, so, you know, I'd probably drink it with chicken for sure, but, yeah.
I mean,
it's my go-to.
To drink wine, so. Well, I really, really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to make this work. I hope you've enjoyed this as much as I have.
It's been great, and it was nice talking to you and sharing a little bit of information.
Yes, ma'am. So don't forget, folks, if y'all are ever in the Round Top area, be sure y'all stop by Best at Oak Cellars.